We talk about sight every month. The eye, all about the eye, thanks to you and your guests, Dr. Gary Anderson. You have a DeVos Performance Hall memory for you, for me? I'll put you on the spot.
It would be Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yes, same one. Just most recent one, and incredible. Got to, we had great seats, kind of on an aisle, and I felt like I was in the middle. It was great.
Thank you for you. World Sight Day. Let's get into the conversation. What is it?
World Sight Day was started in 2004 by the World Health Organization, three groups, the World Health Organization, the Association to Prevent Blindness, and Lions Club International Foundation. And they started a day to focus on global attention on blindness and vision impairments. So not just the U.S., but worldwide. And it's the second Thursday of October, which was actually a week ago. And this year's theme was Hope in Sight. So there is always hope.
Why do we need a day dedicated to this awareness?
Well, believe it or not, there are 2.2 billion people in the world with vision impairments that are untreated.
Wow. That's pretty blunt and pretty important to know. That's almost half the world, if I do the math. What are the causes here?
Well, vision impairments run the gamut. It's disease can cause vision impairments like diabetes, glaucoma, macular degeneration, cataracts, trauma, getting hit or hurt, or just simply refractive error. And that term means basically the need for glasses, refractive error. The great news is 80% of this 2.2 billion can be treated or cured if the disease is diagnosed, okay, and then if it's treated or if they're given glasses. So 80% of that can be taken care of if it is detected.
How important is the impact of refractive error here?
Well, it's a large portion. Worldwide, 2 billion people, again, 2 billion worldwide, suffer from uncorrected refractive error, or basically the need for glasses. And out of that, 670, almost 700 million just don't have access. It's just not available to them. Where they live, where they are, they just don't even have access. It's not an option. It's not like us. We're here. We can go down the street and we can get an eye exam and can get glasses, and whether we pay for it or insurance, whatever. 670 to 700 million just can't get there. In the United States, there's over 8 million people over the age of 40 that are visually impaired, and they just need glasses. So in the U.S., we have a ton, 8 million. And most of them are for close-up once you get to that point, but they still just need glasses.
What's the most common form, then, of refractive error here?
Well, by far, it's nearsightedness, myopia. In the world, there are 2.5 billion nearsighted people. And the number is increasing rapidly, especially in the countries where they're doing tons of close work, like China. It's an epidemic. They're just on the computers all day. The kids are. Parents are there. You know, worldwide, there's 312 to 15 million under the age of 19 that are nearsighted. And if you think of nearsighted kids in school, you're in school, you can see up close, but you can't see the board, you can't see the monitors, you can't see far away. So it just results in poor schoolwork.
Yes. I heard, I don't think I'm gossiping here, but I heard that Queen Elizabeth II is involved in this. What is she doing?
She is, believe it or not, the 94-year-old queen, who has been kind of secluded with COVID and everything. She gave her second public presentation since the shutdown, and this presentation was on World Sight Day. She did it virtually, but she spoke about the impact of good quality eye care has on people's lives, how it can help children to benefit from education, how it can help, you know, working adults keep their jobs, and older people to participate in their family activities and their community activities. So she thought it was important enough to come out and say that to the country and the world.
Dr. Gary Anderson with us on behalf of Anderson Eye Care and on behalf of World Sight Day, are all about the eye. There was an email you received from Jamaica concerning a patient you saw there 2 years ago. You want to talk to me about this?
I just received that a week ago, and it was about Eric. We were there for a vision mission in Jamaica, seeing students in the school, and it was meant to be in the grade school, and walked in the first day, and there's this tall, almost as tall as me, 15-year-old standing there, and I said, "Can I help you?" In Jamaica, they speak English, so that was pretty easy for me, and he pulled out this little pair of glasses out of his pocket that were just little, and they were broken, but pretty strong, and he said he couldn't wear them anymore because they were too small, and he couldn't see out of them. And he had received them when he was 8 years old, so 7 years before. So he examined his eyes, and his prescription was a minus 15, okay, which means that he could see about 2.5 inches away from his face. That was it, clearly. He'd hold things right up to his nose to read them. So we found a pair of glasses that were the biggest ones that we had that would fit him, that were the closest power, and they weren't really a great fit. They were kind of small. And we picked out two brand new frames that we had that did fit them, and we brought those back to the U.S., made a pair of glasses, two pairs of glasses, and then we got them back via courier to him. And this email that we just got was thanking us because he had just passed his college entrance exam and was going to college, first member of his family, anybody that was going to college, and he said he couldn't do it without just the glasses. So, pretty gratifying, and it's something that we kind of take for granted, but it was great to see that his life was going forward in a real positive way.
Very nice. Dr. Anderson, what can we do to maintain good vision and help others to do the same as we say our goodbyes?
Again, kind of to celebrate World Sight Day, simple thing, get an eye exam, check the eye health and refractive error every day, healthy habits. Don't smoke. Smoking affects your eyes negatively. Have good food. Eat well and with antioxidants. Also exercise. Keep your blood flowing. Know your family eye health history. Know if you have glaucoma and macular degeneration and some other conditions. And use the 20/20/20 rule when you're on computers and phones and close-up stuff, which means that every 20 minutes that you're on it, you take a 20-second break and look 20 feet away. So every 20 minutes, 20 seconds, and look 20 feet away, and that forces your muscles and everything to relax, and then you go back to your work. Wear sunglasses. If you want to really help, donate your used glasses. You can drop them off at any doctor's office or Lions Club collection places, and we can use them in other parts of the world. And sign up as a donor on your driver's license. Donate your eyes. Cornea donation, 3,000 people a year in Michigan get corneal transplants from donors, and it only comes from donated tissue. So all things we can do every day.
Great. How do we find out more information about carrying this conversation on with you?
Oh, you can call the office at 616-459-7380 or check our website at www.andersoneye.com.
That's good. Take care to you, Dr. Gary Anderson.